All right, sit down. Enough. So, we're back. Our purpose, our goal here is we're talking on this idea of the science of getting rich. And last recording, whatever we want to call it, this digital age was this idea of amazing increase. And I was talking about trying to decode some of the information that the great, late, great Napoleon Hill gave us in the book, Think and Grow Rich. And I broke down the idea of the four dimensions. It's just a recap. Dimension one, that what you can see, you believe. A lot of people like this. These are the folks that when you're trying to pitch an opportunity to them or share something cool, they're a lot of times naysayers because they can't see it. And so a lot of people are low-functioning people, and they function inside of this idea of they got to see it. And then there's people that got to see it, but they got to hear it too. So you're going to have to say it a bunch of times. Not necessarily bad people. Repetition is the mother of skill. You may have to show it to them and say it to them a bunch of times. A lot of people functioning right here, a little bit higher than the people that have to see it. And then there's the third level, dimension three. People got to see it, they got to hear it, and it's got to line up with their religious beliefs or the way they were raised. And if it ain't inside of those two, the chances of you getting through to them are pretty slim. A lot of people are heavily influenced by the culture, their parents, and religions. Doesn't matter if they're real or true. See, the thing about being a human being is you get to make up your own truth. There are people who dedicate their lives to a religion that is completely bullshit. It is not real. It is just not real. There's no evidence of it being real. There's never been evidence of it being real. And it's not real. And yet they dedicate their lives to it. So as we as human beings create our own truth through what we see, what we hear, and how we're influenced. And then there's a group of people who operate on what I call the fourth dimension. And the fourth dimension is the supermind. The supermind acts in concert with universal laws and principles. This law of reaping and sowing, harvesting. Just basic concepts that you can just look around planet Earth and see. If you plant corn, guess what happens? You grow corn. Yeah, we have tons of people who plant nothing and they wonder, where's my harvest? I don't understand. And they've been living the easiest time to be a human being in the history of humanity, in the most prosperous country in the entire world, and have nothing to show for it. And scream at the billionaires, where's my money? And you say, well, what did you invest last week? They say, nothing. What did you invest the week before that? Nothing. What about the month before that? Nothing. And yet they find themselves surprised when they harvest nothing. And so you're going to harvest what you plant. Amazing increase. And so if we want to participate in amazing increase, if you want to grow rich, then you just got to do basic things. Universal laws, you just got to begin to apply them. Much like the person who dedicates his life to a fake God. Much like the person who dedicates themselves to a lie. You could dedicate yourself to universal principles and build wealth. We've cited that that was the code. That the code inside Think and Grow Rich was the power of persuasion. And it's your ability to persuade yourself. This idea of persuasion, this idea that you can believe a lie, here's where it gets even better. You can choose what you love. And see, love is part of the persuasion principle. Love is desire. And desire is right out of the book, Think and Grow Rich. For without desire, you can't do it. See, if you don't have a desire for something, you're not going to hang around when it gets tough. And you're going to bounce around. You're never actually going to accomplish anything. Many people have a desire for passive income. The problem is passive income is the result of something, It's not something. Let me say that again. Passive income or wealth or money you get for not doing anything is the result of having done a bunch of shit. It's not something that you get. And so I meet 20-year-olds literally every day. I get DMs. When I say this, literally, I mean literally every day from people who say, I want to live like you, Gerald. I want to get the passive income. I want to get that, you know, I want to do that. That's not what I love. My desire was building the business that created the passive income. My desire was real estate. My desire was stocks. Yeah, I wanted the dividends, but I fell in love with the process of finding, seeking, charting, following, consistently, and putting in money. That is the business. That is the business. And so if you find yourself, well, I don't have time to look at charts. Good. You get nothing. You say, well, I don't have time to look for the good. You won't own any. You can't desire the end outcome. You can't desire the end, the result. Ignore the process and somehow expect you're going to get there. And so the reward is laid up for the just, the people who justly deserve it. Truth is, most people don't deserve anything. You don't deserve something. I don't care what politician tells you. You don't deserve health care or water or shelter. You don't deserve anything. Neither do I. But we have a right to everything we earn. So we can control, if desire is so important, and it's one of the essentials inside the book, Think and Grow Rich. And if you haven't read the book, you've done yourself a disservice. Literally every billionaire cites it. If you go back and look at that book, desire is a huge component. Now, desire is just another way of saying love. And so I decided to decide what I fell in love with, who I fell in love with, what I fell in love with. And if you love something enough, you can literally manifest it into your life. Yes, you can. When you loved someone, when you first fell in love with someone, what happened? You became utterly obsessed with that person, right? You see the person, you wake up thinking about the person, you think about what you could buy them. Your life is filled with them. And so when a person says to me, well, I would love to have passive income. Really? You know, have you looked at 500 houses? Are you reading the books? Are you out doing a business? Are you searching? Are you putting in offers? Are you combing through the charts, looking for the stocks, finding the undervalued company? Are you doing that? Because if you're not doing that, you're not obsessed with that, you don't get the result. You can't be in love with the end result. That's a loser's game. You have to be in love with the process, and the process creates the end result. Basically, what Napoleon Hill was saying when he talked about his thoughts on desire was, when you are in love with something or someone and your total attention is turning, your total attention then becomes turning your object of desire into a physical equivalent of what you desire in your head. Michael Jordan fell in love with basketball. He didn't fall in love with getting 7 rings. You can't say, well, I want to win the Super Bowl. No, you have to fall in love with the process. The training, the long days, the practice. Oprah Winfrey became obsessed with talking and helping people. Arnold Schwarzenegger was in love with the notion of getting bigger and stronger. And then he took his love and changed it. I think I love movies now. I'm going to be an actor. People say, well, you're not a very good actor, Arnold. I don't care. I love acting. And he manifested that into reality. And then he said, hey, guess what? I love politics now. You can just pick it up, change it. Boom, you love something new. And if you do love it, if you convince yourself, the power of persuasion, where amazing increase comes from, you seeing how all this connects? You seeing how all this connects? You see how I got ahead? You see how I became a millionaire at 36 years old? You see how I got to $1 million in 8.2 years? As I begin to understand these things and utilize these universal principles and to fill my mind with thinking like this? and to be able to control me and vote for me and just decide, I love this now. Well, I thought you were in it. Nope, this. And a guy says, well, I don't have time to look at stocks. Good, you won't have any. Yeah, but you don't understand real estate. Move. The one thing I get all the time, I really want to be in real estate. No, you don't. But why do you say it? You would have already moved. If where you live, the prices are too high, but you claim your desire is actually to be in real estate, why haven't you fucking moved? Because what you're saying is bullshit. You really don't believe that. Or at least not enough to persuade yourself. And if you can't persuade yourself, how are you going to persuade anyone? Edison was obsessed with electricity. I became obsessed with getting to 10 rental properties. It was all I thought about. Ate, slept, eat it, woke up. My entire purpose in life became to acquire 10 houses. Every decision I made was based around this idea of acquiring 10 houses. Every mission, every job, every sales, every time I talked to a customer, I needed to go through customers so that I could get money, so that I could get the properties. It wasn't to get some sort of passive income at the end. I needed 10 properties because I knew that would make me a millionaire. It would secure it. It would lock it in. And I realized in order to do this, I needed to love houses. And so I didn't outsource the management of houses. Why? Why the hell would I outsource something I love? You outsource your children? No. You outsource having sex with your wife? No. Why the hell would I outsource my real estate? So I began to do it. I began to love it. All areas of it. The plumbing, the electrical, the drywall, the rent collection, the renters. Like, I became intimate with the thing that I claim to love. See, truth is, most people claim what they claim is, what they really mean is they love passive income. They love rent checks. They don't love real estate. They don't know shit about real estate. They love rent checks. Same thing in stock market. They love Coca-Cola. As if that somehow gives them some sort of in-depth understanding of the stock market. It doesn't. Just one stock. They quote Warren Buffett memes. I think that means they love the stock market. They love investing. Domino's Pizza. This is a true example of how one man turned a desire and a love into pizza into a billion-dollar industry. $1 billion with a B. Read the book Pizza Tiger by Domino's founder Tom Mahonigan. The reason Tom perfected the perfectly delivered piping hot pizza. Because Tom was obsessed, a love desire with more, building, making a pizza. He loved pizza. He loved the pizza business. He loved the idea of delivering pizza. He loved producing quality pizza at a low price. He loved every aspect about it. He got his hands dirty. He made it. He delivered it. He ran the register. He wiped the tables. Pizza Tiger. He loved pizza more than money, and in fact, he loved pizza, i.e. fourth dimension supermind, so much that he worked without pay for years. Now, God has graced the church with millions of, last time I saw, he had given over $70 million to the church. And the Bible says it's better to give than to receive. Well, it seems like to give, you have to have it. And so at the root of giving is acquiring. And at the root of acquiring is desire. And at the root of desire is love. And so you have to love the process. I fell in love with network marketing in an industry where literally everyone fails. But what I fell in love with it isn't what other people fall in love with. The attraction for most people in the network marketing is this idea, Loki, creating passive income. We're back to that. Quick way for you to never make money and be broke all your life is to pursue passive income. A quick way for you to be broke and never make any money is to pursue passive income. Some people, that hurts when they hear that. But I fell in love with a business, not the business, not the network marketing companies. I could give two shits about those companies. They don't know shit about business. They're unloyal. It's a horrible industry. But I fell in love with me doing it. I fell in love with the process of what I had to go through to do it. Talking to people, writing ads, doing follow-ups, sending letters. All of the stuff that everyone else hates. Let me give you a tip. You want to be really successful? Do shit other people won't do. Let me say that again real slow in case you're on dimension one or two. You want to get rich? Do things other people won't do. It's right around in there. Right around in there is the rich zone. Most people won't open a store and work for years for free. That's not going to happen. They're not going to do that. They're not going to do that. They're going to look for fund backers and investors and call themselves a startup and live off their mom and dad's money or other people's money. They're not going to work for free because that would mean changing their lifestyle. And so I loved a business that churns people in and out. And here's what I loved. I loved writing an ad, put in a phone number, and people would call in. That's it. I fell in love with that. I fell in love with the idea that then when someone called in and I sent them some information, if they didn't join me right away, if I sent them a couple letters over a period of time, they then joined. I fell in love with that. In love with that. I fell in love with it when I would mail things and people would mail me money back. I fell in love with that. It had nothing to do with the product, the vitamins, any of that shit. It had nothing to do with pitching people on the pay plans and all that. None of that. I fell in love with the fact that I could just push my intent into the universe. People would respond and I'd make money. See, and other people, the things that other people feared, well, what do my friends and family say? I don't care. I don't talk to my friends and family. I take the business to strangers. So I ran ads to people. I don't even know these people. Why? Because then I don't care if they reject me. What do I care? And so while I was doing bubbles and baths with the kids, while I'm looking at stock charts, while I'm looking around for real estate, my ads are out here getting people's name and information every day. And so every day, 20, 30, 40 people were responding to ads that I ran all over America. I would then database those names and begin to drop a series of letters to them, trying to convince them to join my program. As I began to create this machine, it harvested and collected money. I then took the money and guess what I did with it? My love, my desire. I pushed it in the real estate and the stock market. That was my ultimate goal. My ultimate goal hasn't been passive income, it's to acquire assets that produce cash to passive income. Debbie Fields loved cookies. Tom Hanks loved acting. Elton John loved singing. Al Pacino acted for free for over 8 years. Michael Jordan played basketball for free for 10 years. You will always earn income to the degree that you pass and circulate positive energy into other people's lives. In other words, how are your product service? Your product or service, how will it make someone else's life better? And the more that you can show that, the more that you can prove that, the more that you can push that into the world, the more money you'll make. That sounds a lot like what we learned in Bible class. It's better to give than to receive. Like people go get MBAs to learn this. They go get an MBA to learn, you know, if you give people something really good and valuable, they'll buy more of it. They go get a master's degree to learn what you learned in second grade, Bible class. It's better to give than to receive. Why? Why would the book say that? Because that's the 5,000-year-old formula to building wealth. That if you give people more in use value than you ask for in monetary value, you will get lots of customers who then give you money. And so I took that principle in an industry that churned and killed everyone, network marketing, and I began to run ads. And while I'm doing bubbles and bath and playing with the kids and looking for rental properties, spending my time studying charts and all these other things, these ads are out around the world circulating positive energy saying, hey, would you like to do this? Hey, would you like to create a second income stream? And so I began to circulate my ideas into the universe free. No catch. You want information? Hit me up. People would. And it's law of numbers. Then comes the sales game. Some will, some won't, right? And the better you are that showing, sharing, convincing, whatever you want to call it, more money you'll make. And that's the strategy. That's how I got to 29,000 followers on Instagram. I just began to push my intent to the universe. I began to share my desire, my love for real estate and all things investing, stock market, the millionaire blueprint. And I began to teach and post these things. And then I began to give away a book. See, I want to give people more news value than they give me in monetary value. Why? That gives me an edge. I don't know you shit. Everyone I come in contact with, I give more than they give me. Meaning I give you the book. I don't want anything from you. If we end up doing some sort of exchange, it's because you got something for free from me. You liked it. And the law of reciprocity, another one of these universal principles that I've based my entire life on. I can go on and on and on and on about these universal principles. There's just dozens of them. And if you begin to understand them and take them in and begin to apply them to your life, I don't care what you do for a living, you can grow rich. You have to internalize them, though. You have to internalize them, meaning they just become part of your normal thinking. You're not having to pull out a piece of paper and read it. See, I don't need a piece of paper to tell me if I give people more in use value. I mean, if I just give away my book, you don't have to die broke. Some of them will then buy it, and then a lot of them will then buy my second book. I didn't have to pitch them on the second book. They did it themselves. Because what you give away, you always get to keep. Make sense? And so if you give your love to someone, that's yours. It's eternal. You charge money for that love. It's temporary. Does that make sense? And so as we begin to understand these ideas of love and desire and increase, the idea of the supermind. See, the supermind is the person who understands these things, these universal principles. And as you begin to take them in and apply them to your life, you rise above the pack. Part of the 10 pillars of success. See the big picture. But pillar number 10, take full responsibility. This is supermind shit, man. This isn't how most people live. Talk to your coworkers. They don't talk like this. They're not thinking like this. They're not thinking about an increase. Go to work tomorrow. Turn to one of your friends and say, you know what? This job's okay, man, but I think I'm just going to get rich instead. Watch what happens. Say that to people. Watch their reaction. I do it all the time. Be at Home Depot and they say, how you doing? Trying to get rich. Everyone I say this to laughs. You know why they laugh? Because they've given up on that. Or they never started. So that seems funny. It's kind of like you said you want to go to the moon. They laugh because it's impossible for them. Every once in a while, I'll get one that says, yeah, me too. And whenever they say me too, they don't laugh. They look right at me and say, that's what I'm thinking too. Like we have a moment. I'm telling you, try this. Try this around. Just throw that around. Just start putting out the idea. I want to get rich. Just say it to people. Your own family. Say it to your boss. Man, I like this job, but I'm kind of thinking maybe of getting rich instead. And watch the reaction from normal people. These are the people on dimension 1 and 2 and 3. If they can see it, if they can hear it, if their government told them to believe it, their family told them to believe it, or their religion told them to believe it, they'll believe it. But they're not operating on the supermind. They're not operating on a plane where you can manifest shit in your life based on desire. And then if you hold that desire, right out of the book, The Science of Getting Rich, that if you hold that thought long enough in formless substance, have you read the book? That place, that formless substance that confuses people, that's where prayers go. We don't know where that place is. We don't understand this universal collective where all minds are somewhat kind of, we're all kind of as human beings. Somehow we're all connected. I don't know how it works. I just know it works. I just know it works because I've been thinking of things and people show up in my life out of the blue and boom, they have the answer. Or boom, they show up and boom, I have a sale. I don't know how I'm going to pay for this and boom, it just shows up. the thing that I was holding in formless substance that I refused to let go. I refused to let people steal it from me, take it out of my mind, wife, family, kids, government, church, anybody. I don't care who it is. You don't get to steal my desire. You want to get rich? You want to get rich? Anybody in America, regardless of age, race, or financial situation, can get rich. Anyone. But you have to hold that thought in formless substance. In other words, in your mind. And it has to become a desire to the point where it changes your behavior. It changes the way you spend money. It changes the way you talk. You become weird to everyone around you who doesn't have the same desire. And often you're going to end up with few friends. Yes, yes, yes. Hey guys, Gerald Peters. Thanks for listening to the Science of Getting Rich podcast. I appreciate it. If you could share it with a friend, that'd be awesome. If you don't have a copy of my book, you don't have to die broke. As always, I'm happy to give it to you. Hey, I've been posting on YouTube. If any of that's of interest, I appreciate it. I'm not trying to make it super fancy. I'm not doing any editing. I'm just recording, posting what I see and what I'm doing around my newsletter, The Money Flow. If you've read You Don't Have to Die Broke, you know I talk a lot in there about stocks and stocks that I own. Well, my sequel to that book is called The Money Flow. And in there, that book, I show you the logistics of exactly how I buy those stocks, like what I'm doing, the charts I'm looking at. And that is along with that book, or even if you don't have the book, you can access my newsletter at thepetersreport.com, thepetersreport.com. It'll take you right to the newsletter. You can see the stuff I'm looking at. You can see my portfolio, my buy and hold portfolio. You can see the stuff that I'm trading, and you can get access to my second book. Appreciate the support. And if you have any questions or any comments, feel free to reach out to me. God bless.